My name is Ketia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Catherine E. Boyd, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, middle initial E, last name B-O-Y-D. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD fluctuates between stage 3A and stage 3B and is likely related to nephrocirrhosis associated with arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and the aging process, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 15 from 20, creatinine of 1.14 from 1.34, and a GFR of 50 from 38, period. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediments or proteinuria. Period. She denies any urinary symptoms. She is euvolemic right now. However, she states occasionally she will develop edema in her fingers and lower extremities. Period. She does admit to eating adding salt to her foods. Period. We encourage her to decrease her intake of sodium to 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as to weigh herself daily and decrease her overall fluid intake if her weight is more than usual, period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which has remained under control with blood pressure of 133 over 69, period. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is unremarkable with the current regimen. Continue with the simvastatin, 40 milligrams daily, and decreased simple carbohydrates as well as foods high in cholesterol, period. Next line, DJD of bilateral knee, which is stable. She is aware that she must continue to avoid NSAIDs. Next line, obesity. With a BMI of 30.6, she weighs 151 pounds today. Continue with the recommended plant-based diet, devoid of animal protein and processed foods. Her uric acid is within normal limits. We will continue to monitor. Period. Next line. Vitamin D deficiency, which has remained completely, which has remained stable with vitamin D level of 51. Continue with supplementation. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup and